All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay, the headlines. Government working on a domestic aircraft manufacturing policy, says Civil Aviation Minister Suresh Prabhu. A seven-member group of ministers constituted to boost real estate sector under the GST regime. Centre extends 7th Central Pay Commission benefits to teachers of state governments and aided degree-level technical institutes. 9th International Micro-Irrigation Conference to begin in Aurangabad, Maharashtra today. British Parliament rejects Brexit deal, Prime Minister Theresa May to face no-confidence motion. And Karnataka swimmer Sri Hari Nataraj bags 7 gold medals at Khelo India Youth Games. SP Likit wins 5. The government is working on a blueprint for the domestic manufacturing of aircraft and also looking at aircraft financing from within the country. Talking to reporters at the Global Aviation Summit 2019 in Mumbai yesterday, Civil Aviation Minister Suresh Prabhu said the country needs 2,300 new aircraft to meet the future air travel demand. He said the government would like to join hands with top players from across the globe. Mr. Prabhu said,
India is the fastest growing aviation sector and probably in the third in number now will be soon becoming on the way to be one of the largest. But to do that, we have to put so many things in place. We need technology, we need resources, we need partnerships, we need to put in place. All the players have to work in unison and work at the same time in the right manner.
The two-day summit is the first of its kind event in the world with participation from more than 86 countries. The government has constituted a seven-member group of ministers, GOM, to boost the real estate sector under the GST regime. Deputy Chief Minister of Gujarat, Nitin Patel, will be the convener of the GOM. Finance ministers of Maharashtra, Karnataka, Kerala, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh and the Panchayat Minister of Goa will be the members. Here is a report.
The decision to form the GOM was taken at the GST Council meeting last week. It will analyze tax rate of GST and suggest a composition scheme for residential construction units. The panel will also look into the issues of legality of inclusion or exclusion of land or any other ingredients in the composition scheme. It will also examine various aspects of GST levy on transfer of development rights and development rights in a joint development agreement. Currently, GST on under construction flats and house age is 12%, whereas ready-to-move-in flats with a completion certificate attract no GST. There are also complaints about the builders not passing on the benefit of input tax credit to the consumers. Ashok Shukla, AIR News, Delhi.
The Centre has approved a proposal to extend the 7th Central Pay Commission benefits to teachers and other academic staff of the state governments and government-aided degree-level technical institutes. This will have additional central government's liability of over 1,240 crore rupees. The centre will reimburse 50% of the total additional expenditure from 1st of January 2016 to 31st March this year to be incurred by these institutes for payment of arrears. An official release said the measure will directly benefit more than 29,000 teachers and other academic staff of state government-funded colleges and institutes. Besides, about 3.5 lakh teachers and academic staff of private institutes under the AICTE will also benefit. Reserve Bank of India will inject 10,000 crore rupees into the system through purchase of government securities tomorrow to increase liquidity. The RBI in a statement said that the purchase will be made through open market operations, OMOs. It also said the eligible participants should submit their offers in electronic format on the RBI core banking solution, eQber system. The result of the auction will be announced tomorrow itself and payment to successful participants will be made on the following day. The Apex Bank plans to inject liquidity under OMOs for 50,000 crore rupees this month. The centre has allocated an additional 6,084 crore rupees to the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, MG Narega. With this, the total allocation for the scheme has reached an all-time high of 61,084 crores. Over the last 4 years, the Ministry of Rural Development has completed major reforms in MG Narega to transform it into a resource for sustainable livelihoods for the poor. The ministry said to ensure transparency, geo-tagging of assets, Aadhaar, linking of bank accounts, direct benefit transfers for all wages and material payments, and geographic information system-based planning of works have been implemented. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on a Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. You can also log on to our website newsonair.nic.in. In order to promote micro-irrigation amongst farmers, Ministry of Water Resources and River Development is going to organize 9th International Micro-Irrigation Conference from today in Aurangabad, Maharashtra. The conference will focus on the theme of micro-irrigation and modern agriculture. Details from a correspondent.
Union Minister for Water Resources and River Development, Sri Nitin Gadkari, will be officially inaugurating the event. Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Sri Devendra Fadanvis, and Union Minister for Agriculture, Sri Radha Mohan Singh, will be present in this occasion. The conference will discuss, deliberate, and strategize with eminent stakeholders, including farmers, to create awareness about the use of micro-irrigation on a large scale. 740 delegates, including 100 foreign delegates from 56 countries, and as many as 100 agricultural scientists, will also attend the conference. Ramesh
Jaiwai, Union Home Minister Rajnath Singh has called for a national debate on the issue of conversion with an open mind by all the sections of the society. He said in countries where majority community rules, the minorities demand implementation of anti-conversion law, whereas in India the demand for such a law comes from the majority. Addressing the Festival of Peace program in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Singh said,
कोई किसी धर्म को स्वतः स्वीकार करता है, इसमें कोई हर्ज नहीं करे, तो किसी को कोई ऑब्जेक्शन नहीं होना चाहिए. लेकिन यदि कहीं पर मास कन्वर्जन जब होने लगे, बड़ी संख्या में लोग अपना धर्म बदलने लगे, तो ये किसी भी कंट्री के लिए चिंता का विषय हो सकता है. दुनिया में दूसरे देशों में चले जाइए, वहां पर जो माइनॉरिटीज होती हैं वो एंटी कन्वर्जन लॉ बनाने की मांग करते हैं, धर्मांतरण रोकने के लिए कानून बनाइए. लेकिन यहां जब मैं देखता हूं कि मेजॉरिटी यह मांग करती है कि एंटी कन्वर्जन लॉ होना चाहिए, तो चिंता का विषय है.
Karnataka Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy has said that withdrawal of support by two independent MLAs to his government has not made any impact on the coalition government. Speaking to media persons in Bengaluru yesterday, he said they pose no threat to the coalition government. Deputy Chief Minister Dr. G. Parmeshwar said that they have no information on number of Congress MLAs who are stationed in Mumbai, but added that the government is stable. Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal, who is camping in Bengaluru, has charged that BJP is making attempts to topple the coalition government in the state. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has said that the first Shahi Snan on the first day of Kumbh at Prayagraj drew a record crowd of over 2 crore 25 lakh devotees. In a message, he extended his gratitude to saints, religious leaders and devotees for successful passage of the opening day of Kumbh on Makar Sankranti yesterday. Chief Executive Officer of Prasar Bharati, Sashi Shekhar Vempati, has said that sharing of All India Radio news by private FM channels is a historic step. Participating in a panel discussion in DD News yesterday, Mr. Vempati said, "For many years, AIR News has been the gold standard in credible and authentic news in the country." Mr. Vempati said, "Through the credible news of public broadcaster AIR and sharing of it by FM channels, the menace of fake news can be combated effectively."
I think a very important aspect of this is that today you have this menace of fake news. So while on the one hand we are saying AIR news is credible and authentic, there is also this bigger problem of fake news that is proliferating. So the moment AIR news is available in all these different languages, it will be carried in stations across the country. We'll have a very powerful collaboration between the public broadcaster and the private FM stations in combating fake news.
Participating in the discussion, Director General of AIR News, Ms. Ira Joshi, said 216 out of 400 plus FM channels have registered within a week for sharing of news. She said FM channels will share reports on the impact of the initiative.
400 से अधिक FM channels हैं, उसमें से 216 ने एक हफ्ते के अंदर register कर लिया है, और इसके बाद एक step होगा कि वो देखेंगे कि कैसे क्या करना है. तो ये तो बहुत अच्छी बात है कि इतना अच्छा response है.
President of the Association of Radio Operators of India, Anuradha Prasad, said the initiative is a win-win situation for all, as FM channels are getting credible news platform like AIR News, the reach of AIR News will increase and FM listeners will get authentic and credible news. She said it is one step forward, as there was a demand to run news on private FM channels. In international news, British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a crushing defeat in Parliament over Brexit deal. Her bid to get the withdrawal agreement struck between Britain and European Union passed by the House of Commons was defeated by a margin of 202 to 432, a majority of 230 votes. This is the biggest defeat ever suffered by a British Premier in modern history. Over 100 lawmakers of May's Conservative Party voted against the deal. The defeat also marks the collapse of a two-year strategy of forging an amicable divorce with close ties to the EU after the March 29th exit. Soon after the defeat, opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn submitted a no-confidence motion against May's government. It may come up for discussion in the House today. Now on to sports. Karnataka swimmer Sri Hari Nataraj has emerged as the most prolific gold medal winner at the Khelo India Youth Games. He has won 7 gold medals. With SP Likit picking 5, the Karnataka duo were the most decorated gold medalist of the Games. More on yesterday's results. It's over to our correspondent.
In shooting, Patiala-based Sartaj Singh defeated national junior champion Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar of Madhya Pradesh and won the gold medal in the 50 metres rifle three-position event. In the under-21 boys hockey played in Mumbai, Odisha were crowned as champions. Maharashtra continues to be way ahead in the medals tally. The hosts have so far bagged a total of 177 medals, 64 gold, 51 silver and 62 bronze. Delhi is at the second spot with 121 medals, 47 gold, 31 silver and 43 bronze, while Haryana is placed third with 110 medals, 37 gold, 35 silver and 38 bronze. With Nitin Kelkar from Pune, this is Savi Hasan Khan, AIR News.
In tennis, the Indian Challenge at the Australian Open, the first Grand Slam of the season, began in Melbourne this morning. Jeevan Nedunsezian, who was paired with American Nicholas Monroe, lost to the German court pair of Kevin Kravets and Nikola Mektic in the men's doubles opening round. And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Taneja.
Thank you, Abhishek. The Karnataka impasse continuing for another day makes for front-page news in most of the dailies this morning. Karnataka on boil, two MLAs withdraw support. Kumaraswamy says no threat to his government, writes the Indian Express. The Hindustan Times quoting Prime Minister Modi's scathing attack on Kerala's left Democratic Front government writes, Kerala government's Shabrimala position shameful. The Pioneer quotes the HRD Minister Prakash Javadekar as saying 10% general poor quota from this academic session. The paper writes that seats in higher educational institutions and universities to be hiked by 25%. Almost all the papers carry reports and photographs of the Kumbh Mela, which began yesterday, on their front pages. World's biggest religious event opens is the caption above a photograph in the Hindustan Times of a seer from the Juna Akhada rejoicing before taking a holy dip at the Sangam. Information and Broadcasting Ministry may endorse self-regulation court for online video players, informs the Economic Times, adding, but Amazon, Google, Facebook still out of court, agreed to by Netflix, Hotstar, Reliance Jio. The Times of India, quoting the Supreme Court telling BJP on its Rath Yatra rights, address Bengal's concerns on Yatra. The Tribune reports that troops getting Facebook requests from fake stars, commanders to sensitize force to avoid messages from unknown sources. Under Verma, CBI tapped many phones, leads the DNA, adding Delhi High Court seeks CBI government's reply on allegation of illegal snooping. And finally, Dhanya Sanal, an Indian Information Service officer, has made history by becoming the first woman to scale the Agastyakudam peak, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government working on a domestic aircraft manufacturing policy, says Civil Aviation Minister Suresh Prabhu. A 7-member group of ministers constituted to boost real estate sector under the GST regime. Centre extends 7 central pay commission benefits to teachers of state governments and 8 degree level technical institutes. 9th International Micro Irrigation Conference to begin in Aurangabad, Maharashtra today. British Parliament rejects Brexit deal, Prime Minister Theresa May to face no confidence motion. And Karnataka swimmer Sri Hari Nataraj bagged 7 gold medals at Khelo India Youth Games. SP Likit wins 5. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.